Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis again, sharing with you. And so hopefully you had a good day yesterday. Hopefully you were encouraged, inspired by the Word of God. And may we be encouraged and inspired by the Word of God today as well. So before we start the day, let's take a look into the Word of God and see what He says. And may we pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. We ask that you would draw us near to you. Draw us near to your hearts and draw our hearts near to you. Father, we just pray that you would bless us and cause us to prosper into your word, into your truths. And as you draw us into the truths, and we just pray that you would bless each and every one of these listeners and bless the message, and we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I was just thinking that yesterday morning, some of it that we shared, how about when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truths. So we have the Spirit of God. If we continually seek the Scriptures and search out the Word of God, we can... the Holy Spirit will be right there guiding us into all truths and directing us into, well, we might say little truths, but if it's truths, it's, you know, we want to follow it, and it's, we don't just want to follow it, we need to follow it. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truths, says. Not just some, but all of them. So down here in verse 16, it's a little... No, 17. Well, I'll just start there in verse 16, where we left off yesterday morning. A little while, and yet you shall not see me again. A little while, and you shall see me, because I go to my Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he says unto us? A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me. And because I go to my Father, they said, therefore, what is this that he says? A little while, we cannot tell what he says. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the agony for joy that a man is born into the world. You know, I believe he's talking there about he was being crucified. They saw him, and then you won't see him for 3 days, and then they'll see him again. I believe that's what he's talking about here, but we can keep reading here. And you know, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take us from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So if we're in Christ, we can, this is encouraging, we can ask the Father and believe. If we believe, we can have it. I'm going to say if we ask for spiritual gifts, spiritual talents, to open our eyes to Scriptures, and so that we may see the truth and may know that we are following the truth. Ask the Lord, just Father, open our eyes to truth. Father, open our eyes to, our Father, just, I need a spiritual, I need to know what my spiritual talent is, my spiritual gift is. Those are the things, if we ask it in Jesus' name, He will give it to us. That's what He wants to give us. And He wants to give us His tools. And we may also ask, Father, help me to forgive my brother. And Father, help me to love this person as You love him. And those are things that the Father is very pleased. And if we're praying, if we shoot target, we are going to aim for bullseye. So if we're praying, those are the things we can pray for to hit bullseye in our prayers. So, verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you into Proverbs, but I shall shew you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I shall say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because he hath loved me and hath believed that I come out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. He's going to be crucified and he'll leave to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the fourth hour. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. You know, the very same it can be in our lives. Everybody can forsake us. Everybody can leave us. But if we have Christ in our hearts, we are not alone. We are never alone. If we have Christ in our hearts, we are never, never alone. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In me you might have peace, it says. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And Christ came, he overcome the world. He overcome that sin. So therefore, we can look to him. We can look to him. We put our trust in Christ, and we invite Christ in our hearts. We invite Christ in everything we do throughout the day. We can have Christ right there with us. He has overcome the world. That's where we need to go with everything and anything that we face through life. Whether it's work, whether it's brother to brother, whether it's a business deal, it doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's pain, whether it's a broken bone, it doesn't matter what we face in life. Christ is the answer. Christ, Jesus Christ, is where we need to go with everything. He has overcome the world. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In me, in Jesus Christ, we might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. When we have tribulations in this world, he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So I think we're going to leave it at that, and may the Lord bless your day and direct you and guide you. And if you feel like it, you can leave a message. The end of this message, you need someone to pray with you and help and direct and guide, or whatever it may be, encouragement or corrections, or just feel free to leave us a message. And may the Lord bless your day.